This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Hey, hey, hey. It's the Three Horsemen show. Full name, full everything. Back with you to talk old school. We flipped it. We're going old school before we go new school because, man, old school is dominating right now.
You're not going to hear me complaining.
In the podcast land, it's getting to be goddamn ridiculous.
Is it?
Well, I mean, would you want to talk about the shit that's going on right now?
No, I don't listen to Jinder Mahal's podcast.
Ah, oh, man. Just flooded with emails telling them to stop. T.O., Big Easy, Corey the Wrestling Snob, and it's going to be snobberific today because these
snobberific.
Guys... I bet he did a little look back on WCW, but I'm guaranteeing T.O. did not look at shit from 1999.
American Pie came out in 1999.
That it did. How goes it, gents?
What was the biggest thing that came out of American Pie? What do you think, like, that movie will be remembered for? MILF, yep.
The term MILF?
It came from that movie. What was yours? What were you going to say?
MILF.
Was it?
MILF, but also...
Pie fucker.
Stifler became a big name.
Fair enough. I like Sean William Scott. He's a good actor.
No. Yeah. I just mean, like, the name Stifler.
Oh, Stifler. Yeah. He's pretty much a dude.
Shermanator was a big name for anyone skinny and redheaded from that movie.
You think kids see that?
No, I had my cousin watch it.
Yeah, but like we went back and watched like Breakfast Club, right?
Sure, I did. I've seen it 1,000 times.
Of course not. No.
You've never seen a Breakfast Club?
That Ferris Bueller, I haven't Get watched out. That. I didn't watch it.
Does the name John Hughes not mean anything to you?
I have no idea.
Sacred in most circles.
Cusack?
John Hughes. Never mind.
Just continue on.
Anyway, my point before everybody's head exploded over T.O. for some reason not seeing Breakfast Club, like Breakfast Club, Porky's, you know what I mean? Do kids now go back and watch American Pie?
My cousin had never seen it, so I had her watch.
That's my point, so no.
So every time she comes and stays, I have her watch like a movie like Old School she had never seen.
How old is your cousin?
She's going to be 20.
Details. The one that said working up at... No, yeah. I thought she was working for the restaurant.
Restaurant.
She's in high school, right? That cousin.
20 in high school?
Sister.
I don't have a... Oh, my... No, I don't... My dad's daughter, Caitlin.
Are you sure?
No, she's not really around a lot. Okay. So it's my cousin that... she stays the night a lot and helps with the girls. So we always watch an old movie, like... Because I've tried... not repeating the mistakes I've made to where I haven't seen those movies to make sure she knows some of the like classics from the 90s.
So why don't you correct two mistakes and watch one of the old ones with her? I mean, that's two birds, one stone, literally. That's the definition.
That is actually the definition.
Watch a movie with two people. Look it up in the dictionary. Yeah, that's what it says.
Look it up in the dictionary.
And actually, I found a spreadsheet that has the payroll from 1999.
Fuck off.
It's actually 1996 through 2000 WCW. It has their payroll, their merchandise, their licensing.
Does it have how much they lost?
No, it just has each individual wrestler.
This is beautiful. This is like the biggest thing you've ever brought to the show.
Oh, you're going to shit when you see some of these things.
Actually doing something. That's crazy.
Just real quick, what do you think Tank Abbott made in 2000 for WCW?
$250,000.
Try $624,000.
Fuck off.
That's more than he ever made in all of his MMA. Has to be.
He made $600,000.
Straight payroll. Brian Adams, 1999.
$240,000. That's it.
Tank Abbott had a name.
All right, me and Corey, we're going to both guess on these. Whoever gets closer is better in life.
Okay. I'm just going to do enough. 99.
Fair.
That seems the way to
Scotty
judge.
Riggs.
Scotty Riggs. I'm going to say 175.
Are we talking about what year he did 90, this?
This is all 99.
Scotty Riggs in 1999.
He was
probably
a Raven
made,
bitch at that point, right?
Probably made 400,000.
207,000.
Oh, I'm Jeez, closer. I said 175.
He never went up at all. God damn. He was with the company for like 6 years.
Buff Bagwell.
Oh, he's pretty hot in 99. I'm going to say he made 800.
I'll say 850.
Ah. 390.
Closer, but we both should.
You know
be
what?
Shot.
I should have known that because he left $300,000 on the table to go work for WWF and then got fired immediately.
Yeah.
No joke.
Over his mom,
Judy.
Okay, Chris Benoit.
That's I'm terrible at this.
I'm gonna say 800 again.
I'll say 395.
353.
Sheesh. Okay, this is getting
shocker.
Weird.
He got out of there.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Okay, we'll move to page.
Things worked out okay.
Page two. Yeah, he's doing well. Okay.
By the way, it shows about 1999, ladies and gentlemen. We're just fucking with some stuff.
Hogan
started.
Hulk Hogan in 1999.
His contract or what he made through merchandise and everything else?
I've got it all.
So which do you want? Yeah, let's guess.
This is
combined.
Totals right now. So
4.4 million combined.
Combined, I'll say 12.
4.6 million.
That's not everything.
Okay, yeah, it is. $20,750 on merch.
$20,000, that's it?
Yes. $17,000.
They didn't have a license.
And licensing.
He only made
because of Marvel.
Because they cut them flat rates because they didn't have a licensee. Because they weren't making money. That's the thing that Nash and Hall went to him about. Said, yeah. We're not making any money off the NWO shirt?
Oh, wait a minute.
The fuck?
Hogan made $832,000 off licensing. So he had a bigger chunk of that, but
it was pretty smart to go Hollywood Hogan because that cuts Marvel completely out because they were always getting a kickback for Hulk Hogan. So if there's no Hulk on the merchandise, they don't get any money out of it.
Okay, this is interesting.
They own Hulk.
They didn't sell dips.
Sting only made $87,096.
Wait, who Sting?
Yeah,
it's not true. Made 350.
87 combined.
So when they said, hey, they're making Sting money, they said, oh, man, I can go there and make $87,000?
The next year he made 960. Next year, 1.06 million.
I'm willing to bet that's
next
missing
year,
a zero.
Next year, 1.9.
87, I bet it's 870.
I understand. They paid him through different ways, like company.
Shell corporations.
Because what year? Offshore banks. What year are you saying? You're saying 96. Sting only made 87,000.
Yeah. Was he hurt though? Was he out for a long time?
Still got paid.
Guaranteed.
Contract, guaranteed.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
There's no way.
Jerry Flynn. This is interesting.
Jerry Flynn. I remember Jerry Flynn.
160.
117.
Hey man.
I'm sorry.
And that's my favorite number.
Jerry Flynn
follows me everywhere. 117.
Okay, go to page
You
three.
Can go home. You can look at home. Have you got a site?
Yeah, it's just some spreadsheet. I just found it from a thing here.
It's a Google Doc.
It's a Google Doc. This is legit, though.
Do you have a site that you found it from?
Yeah, Google Docs.
You could tweet it out.
Psychosis.
I don't know, Twitter.
Psychosis.
Ooh, he was a luchador. 240.
No. 140.
187.
Hey, split
You're
the
closer.
Difference.
You're closer.
What
though?
About Chronic?
Chronic.
Both of them together or just one apiece?
Chronic Wrath.
Wrath?
Yep.
I don't know, $12.
He Brian got Clark. He got in there. Ooh, I'll say he made
360.
They were cutting people that were so I'll say 220.
227.
Damn.
Nice guess.
Once you give me give us something to
Okay, Barry Darso, the Blacktop Bully in 1999.
Sounded where he was over there.
This is going to be brutal.
I'm gonna 175.
If they are going by what I think they're going by, I'm gonna throw this one out. 230.
153.
Fuck. What did they're I say? Not. I was.
160.
Hugh Morris.
That's 19, not funny.
1999.
160.
Wasn't he general?
199.
From what you had told me, I was starting to go by if you had been in WWF or not.
Pretty much gives you an automatic couple hundred grand.
Way it sounded.
You come with built-in marketing, I mean.
But I guess Darso.
Jim Duggan in 99.
They re-gimmicked him is probably why they didn't, you know.
Boy, I bet they fucked up with Duggan.
I bet they gave him 500.
I'm going to say 214.
180.
There's a criminal thing.
Bobby Duncan Jr., whoever the fuck that
is. You don't remember Bobby
Duncan? Part of the West Texas Rednecks, yeah. Man. Well,
he was overpaid.
Is crap.
360.
158.
36 Mafia. Yeah.
Okay, Johnny Grunge.
Whoa.
160.
He made 4 cents in merchandise that year.
No, what, he was buying right. Public Enemy stuff. They just...
This said Bobby Duncan Jr. made -$1 in 2000 merchandise.
Jesus, somebody bought something of his and gave it back?
Yeah. They lit it on fire and they had to pull it out.
R.I.P. Bobby Duncan Jr.
They used a coupon and brought it back for full value.
Okay, I'm trying to find one. Okay, here's a good one. Because this was one of their bigger guys at the time. They pushed Psycho Sid. Sid Vicious.
Shit, I bet Sid was getting 600. Hammer.
More than that.
633, but then the next year it went up to 892.
Man, some of these guys make good money.
Okay, Diamond Dallas Page.
1999, Dallas Page.
2 million.
4,500.
1.3
million? Wow.
Hey, he had
been
in
the movie.
Big shit.
Yeah.
He made $247,000 off merchandise.
Yeah, those Diamond Cutter shirts kind of sell. He always saw kids wearing those.
Okay. Any other? Okay, so this is interesting.
Rocco
I'm
Rockland.
Curious to hear Rey Mysterio.
Ooh.
NWO Sting.
Fake Sting?
Yeah.
Jumping Jeff Farmer? That's who that is. Yep.
How much?
Good call.
Fake Sting. 144.
Sold. What do you think Ming made in 1999?
A lot of Ming. I want to say Ming made good money. He probably made 450.
I'll say 340.
2007.
What?
$2,000?
$207,000.
Okay. 2007.
The year? I thought we were talking 1999.
I got a problem where I read the words and they go backwards.
Ric Flair. So what do you think Flair made in 98?
Ooh. 98?
$840,000.
$2.1 million.
Made $780,000. Then in 99, he only made $20,000.
Yeah. That's
he had no salary.
Yeah.
Then he made... $151,000 in 2000.
He made most of his money on the black market. I'm speculating.
Okay, is there any names you are like want me to go find now? Okay, here. Okay, so this is a good one.
There's something about a luchador.
This is the show, by the way.
Yeah, this is it. We're just gonna do this.
No, we're not. We got a lot.
Fucking
to talk
Disco
about.
Inferno.
Fucking Disco Inferno.
Dude, he had been on. His name was known.
Too sickity.
I'll give him 380.
229.
Fuck.
Goldberg in 99 at his prime.
Ooh. 1.4.
I'll say 1.6.
5.1. And he only made 10,000 in merch, but 531,000 in licensing. So I think that's kind of a rolled in number,
probably,
for merch. What do you think Austin was doing in merch in 99?
Total? I mean, are we talking what he got or what he was.
Just merchandise alone, what he made.
Billion.
I'm guessing you sell 5,000 a night, 30 bucks. He was probably making 12 million a year.
Good Lord.
Just a guess. I don't know. Fuck.
What about Bret Hart in 98?
Ooh, Bret Hart bringing
for them?
Money.
Yeah.
3.1.
Yeah, because they had to come in and make as much. I'll say 3.2.
You 2.69.
Trying to price this right me, weren't you?
No.
$1.
Mysterio.
I remember somebody asking for this.
620.
387.
Jesus Christ.
Scott Hall.
1.9.
2.4.
848.
That's a surprise.
They are getting cut separate checks. This is ridiculous. Had to have been.
Who made this? I want to know who made this.
Let us know.
Please. You're the one.
Well, you you found it, motherfucker.
You are the one.
You're the one sitting here reading this shit off. Where'd you find it? Google
fucking
Docs.
Google Docs. Fuck if I know.
I was just browsing in Google Docs the other day, which you can't do.
Just hanging out.
Yeah. You can't do it at all.
That's not a thing.
All right. Let's get to moving. If we find somebody we find curious as we go through. So let's pick up where we left off.
Brad Armstrong.
We're fucking 10 minutes into the show.
Well, last one, because this one's unreal. Jericho. Jericho in 99.
340,000.
217,000. Final answer.
175.
It's a criminal.
And what do you think he made off merchandise his first year in WWE?
2.7.
I mean, just, it's insane.
His first year in WWE?
With the Y2J shirts and all the shit they did?
I'll say he quadrupled that. I'll say he made 500,000.
Yeah. I would think that.
Oh, well, fuck. I thought you had a damn it.
I can't find all the Google Docs in the world.
You can't
for
find a lot.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, gents. First thing that jumps out at you besides horrible contracts when I say the word 19, or say the year 1999.
Graduation. You mean wrestling?
Fuckers.
Yeah, wrestling.
Pretend.
We're on a wrestling show.
Pretend we're doing a podcast right now.
What's the subject?
The subject is LeVar and Lonzo Ball.
Wow. So.
No, motherfucker. Save it for the current show. We're talking fucking 19.
You can't trigger me like
yes,
that.
Yes, I can.
Now I'm just,
pretend I sent you fucking notes in your email that we were going to talk about wrestling in 1999.
Yeah, I'm looking through these notes. I'm going to pretend that I came up with some of these.
pretend the I bands, said, what is the first thing you think about when I say wrestling in 1999?
Okay, the first thing I want to talk about over the list I see here, but it's the first thing I think of.
It's not how we're pretend, doing this.
For pretend is all the bands and shitty rappers and stuff.
Ugh.
Is that not what we're doing?
No, that's what we're doing.
What about, was that Van Hammer? Was he around that time? No, it was way after.
Yeah, he came in, but he was part of the Flock.
Oh, God damn it, the Flock.
They flipped him, redressed.
They gave him that mesh shirt. Yeah, it was horrible.
Made me think he was, like, hurt for 5 years.
Could have been.
Wouldn't have hurt if he'd have stayed injured for longer.
So the number one shitty gimmick, I think, from that, like, music-related, is the Kiss Demon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to talk about it.
Well, let's talk about it. I mean, we're here. What are your thoughts, Mr. Kiss?
We're going in order.
Oh. Well, let's start over then.
No. God damn it. I'm saying the things that you, the first thing you think about.
Okay.
Why you guys make this so difficult?
Make what so difficult?
Imagine if he ever paid attention to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fucking crazy, right, T.O.?
What?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to this. I was going to say the first thing I think about is Owen Hart, but...
Man, that's a pretty good point. I don't know. I'm not a walking timeline in my head. I see wrestling on a macro level, not on a yearly level whenever I think back.
Not the flip level?
No.
I gotcha. Let's start where we finished off last week. So we made it to the end of 98, and we're at Starrcade.
Love Starrcade.
Bill Goldberg is still undefeated. 276-0.
At that point?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Let's check the leaderboard. I'm pretty sure that he was at 276. I could
173, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It wasn't.
Was it?
Yeah.
At Starrcade.
So he was 173-0 going in. Still hadn't lost a match.
174 days as champion.
The crowd had kind of, sort of, I mean, they had a good face versus face for this match. Him and Nash go at it, Starrcade. It's a big deal.
Nash was face at the start of the match.
They were both face the next week. He was face the week after.
Didn't he turn it over to Hogan the next night, though?
Nope. Again, that's how they've rewritten everything, like it happened the next night.
I thought it was on the Nitro that he did, or was it the next week on Nitro?
We're going to get there.
Okay.
Two faces going at it, and they beat Goldberg, which, thoughts on that?
I mean, it had to happen at some point, but wouldn't you want to do it with to make another star?
That's what I say.
You have someone hot like that, and it's a chance to jumpstart someone. Like, you know, they end up in 2000, like, pushing Booker T to the moon and Jeff Jarrett. I mean, if you're going to do that, and I know that's completely different people in power at that time, but, you know, who could have it been? What young stars could have been? I know, you know, Jericho was
first
wanting to work
name,
an angle
yeah.
with them, but they made Jericho such a joke that wouldn't have been a believable match, really. So, you know, Diamond Dallas Page, I mean, that was someone who they were pushing. Fuck no. I would have rather Nash beat him than Diamond Dallas Page.
See, I wouldn't have mind seeing Page win it at that Halloween Havoc where the pay-per-view goes off the air before their match gets finished.
Oh, when they messed up on the timing and had to refund all the customers, right?
What a smooth operation.
Yeah.
That should be a song.
About that, just specifically about that? Or
smooth Operator.
But I mean,
you like look, Rick Rude. That's Rick Rude's old theme music. Smooth Operator. Go ahead. Sorry.
So who would you? I mean, who, I see. Like you look at the roster. I mean, you know, Sting's a guy that's past his prime ish and has been in the title
and
picture.
And you don't want to put those two against each other.
No. So you have to have until the next. You have to have some young guy that's up and coming. And honestly, Goldberg wasn't young, but he was still the new guy. So like, could have you got more money out of him?
Yes.
Could have you? I mean, that's the
for
question.
For sure.
That's the question.
Oh, they had a ton of money left in him.
And
that's where I don't get it. You could have even done a Hogan-Goldberg rematch. They never even did that on a big scale.
It was never on a pay-per-view. It was at the Georgia Dome, right?
Yeah, but they never had a rematch.
I know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
and it boggles the mind, the things that they came up with. And I know Hogan went on to do the Leno stuff and the Rodman Malone DDP thing, but... They left so... Oh, and the Ultimate Warrior that year. But at the end, you're looking at Nash. I understand if you want to get Nash title reign, but you could have come up with... It didn't always have to be NWO, and that's all it ever was. Although I guess it's kind of broken up.
It's all that ever worked for him.
I guess they're still Wolfpack.
They just like wrestling now, you run it into the fucking dirt. But they didn't do it with Goldberg. They just chose to ran, you know, because it was their – they ran the company, Hogan and Nash and Hall. And
you know what killed Goldberg? People on sites, the dirt sheets saying, he can't fucking work. And he never and his interviews are terrible.
Who cares? He didn't fucking have to at that point in time.
I agree.
It didn't help that people figured out that his streak was being falsified during the fact. You remember people were bringing signs with his real number?
Well, yeah, they did all kinds of shit. But he had.
I didn't think that helped.
He had grown a little bit stale, but not as stale as it got to where they're piping in the Goldberg chants and things like that. He was still okay. I mean, it's still the beginning of 99. It's not like WCW. They're still pulling fives as you get into 99. If there was one other guy that I could have.
Dude, that's amazing.
If there was one other guy, Scott Steiner.
Because
think
he's believable.
Back. Yes.
That's a guy that...
Because he'd fucking kill everybody in that locker room.
Yeah. It's a guy that is believable, and that was the problem with... I think they ran into with Goldberg is who matches up with him in the eye test. And Nash is a guy that's huge, bigger than him.
Hindsight's 20/20, but what they had with Jericho, they could have easily flipped him one week, gone serious, come out and saved somebody... And made him a U.S. title contender. And as soon as you get into the U.S. and you get away from TV and lightweight, you can be believable.
Well, and Jericho, they could have done some angle to where Jericho beats him with a crowbar or something, picks the leg or something to where it made it, huh?
I'd have made him a face.
Let me ask you this about Jericho. Is there any other wrestler that you can think of that has the combination, like the ratio of mic skills to ring skills that he has? So if you're giving a score of 1 to 100 on both.
Flair.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, he's right up there in there.
Yeah.
Mike skills to ring skills, I'd say Kurt Angle.
Macho Man. I mean, he cut all right promos and was
good. I wouldn't say his ring skills were all that great.
Yeah, honestly, Macho Man could go back in the day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Old Macho Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not the end of the road, but like 80s Macho Man could work.
With the mesh shirt and the sunglasses and the black leather. God, that's the other thing.
Looked like a gay biker.
Everybody.
My favorite kind.
At this point, this is when I would turn it on and be like, does anybody not wear black?
Yeah.
Everybody had black on.
Long hair.
The long, greasy hair.
It makes sense,
or you're
too,
bald.
In high school in 1999, everyone wore black most of the time.
What high school did you go to?
Wood River, I mean.
Oh, well, that explains a couple things.
Wow.
What are you saying? We were next on the list for Columbine? Is that what you're getting at?
Brian wore a black.
Where's this coming from, Corey?
A black
trench coat, fucking mafia.
Where's it coming from?
It was game used from. He said it was game used from Colorado.
Game used. Ouch.
Wow.
It's a holy trench coat.
Yep. Don't know why there's these blood spatters in the inside.
We're going to hell. Let's
the lone
let's go
wolf.
Yeah, wolf.
I like to call him.
Anyway, wrestling.
Back to wrestling.
Nah,
So,
Steiner's a believable guy. That you could have done. Who else? Is there anybody else?
Jericho.
If they
could have made him believable.
Bret Hart.
Didn't position him.
Bret Hart.
Eh. Yeah.
I mean, it went there, but they fucked.
A year later.
Yeah.
Bret Hart's not a bad choice.
Yeah. His head got kicked in the next 2020, I think.
Year what?
I think his head got kicked into 2020. He's not right still.
Fuck. 4 out of 10. Okay, so that brings us to 99. Hey, we're only 25 minutes. Okay.
You guys want some more salaries?
No.
You got any peanut butter?
Some more celery?
Yeah,
that's what
butter?
It sounded like in the beginning, didn't it? Okay, so you
Fuck
get to
off.
The first. So the basically the first week of 99 is the biggest of the entire year. They go, they have Starrcade, you know, they have the next Nitro, and WWF does that. So the next night, WWF runs the show, and Mankind wins their world title.
Oh, so this was in 99 when they...
Yeah, so January 4th episode, WWF is taped, obviously.
Shocker that they were still doing that in 99.
Why? Save money.
I know, but I just, it shocked me with, as hot as it was, and the ratings being what they were, that they weren't doing it live.
That they weren't making more money? Go
no, but,
in, produce it.
But that's I what I'm noticed. Saying, the chance of that shit happening in leaks, and I know the dirt sheets were behind and all that. You could never get away with doing it right now.
No.
Not with that attitude.
You know.
Hell, when they have Raw in London or whatever, yeah. I mean, the viewership's
Those
down.
Are my favorite Raws. I don't have to watch them. I know what happens and talk about them.
That's true. So this is where Shivani goes on and says, Mankind's going to be their world champion.
A guy that couldn't cut. Didn't he make some snide remark like
That'll
that, too?
That'll put butts in the seats.
Yeah.
And he says he's produced. Of course, tune in to, oh, my God, Shivani's podcast is fantastic.
Yeah.
It rivals Pritchard in every way.
Really?
He doesn't do the impersonations.
Who cares about that?
But, oh, my God, at least he's got some insight.
Motherfucker, goddamn.
Anyway, it's good. But Shivani does this.
Let me ask you this. Does Shivani cuss? He doesn't seem like the type of guy.
Yeah, he does.
He said he's now the Bob Saget of professional wrestling.
Really?
Yes.
No
great.
Shit.
I think they had to get him primed up, though, because the first ones were kind of
awesome
brutal.
Compliment.
Yeah.
And he's getting more comfortable with it.
Totally.
Dude, yeah.
It takes forever. When you first started podcasting, it takes, what, 10 shows before you even start to get comfortable, in my opinion?
Yeah. I mean, plus, I mean, him talking into a microphone, it's got to be hard.
Touche.
Or had the WCW just said, okay, let's not fuck with it. They're losing.
Well,
they're not losing the ratings war by any means.
They did that night, though. They did some type of thing to where once they made that announcement,
yeah,
there was X amount of TVs that clicked over at that time when they knew that he was going to get the belt.
These aren't salaries, but on January 4th of 1999... Raw did a 5.7. Nitro did a 4.9. Two wrestling companies did 5.7s and 4.9s on a Monday night. Can you imagine?
Yeah, but they're not going against the things like the Big Three League and
I'll give you that.
A lot of the rival competition.
You know, Monday Night Football is over by this time, pal.
Yeah.
So they do that, and what do they counter? They're in the Georgia Dome. They have Goldberg get arrested at the beginning of the show.
Is that the same night that Foley won?
Yes.
Okay.
This is all the same night.
Okay.
They have Goldberg get arrested when they're at the Georgia Dome. So they're going to see Goldberg wrestle.
I don't think he really got arrested, though.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, because the big boss man didn't arrest him.
Good point. He was the local constable.
Yeah. Take these handcuffs off of me!
But,
what are you
wait
doing?
Wait a minute. Did he have jurisdiction out of Cobb County?
Outside,
they're still in Georgia.
No.
They'll allow it.
Okay.
Fulton County.
I thought he was from Cobb County, Georgia.
Yeah, but Fulton County is where they're at when they're
So that's why Bossman couldn't get him.
I know that because of the stadium. So, yeah, Bossman, Jesus. You guys.
Ray Traylor goes where he wants.
You guys are on fire today.
Nobody tells Ray Traylor who he can handcuff.
They counter it with the finger poke of doom.
That was the worst thing ever in wrestling, in my opinion.
Let's dissect what the finger poke of doom is. Nash comes out. Hogan's in the ring. It's supposed to be their big ratings comeback, which they did a 4.6 week before they do a 4.9 this week. They get in the ring. Hogan's in street clothes. He pokes Nash. He falls down. They made this into be the greatest main event in the history of Nitro. And that's what they came up with.
Fans, here's a shit sandwich. Enjoy.
What was the thought process there? I know you got to have some insight. Give me whatever insight you can provide.
Here's what I've heard, Corey, and just from the shoot interviews, is that Nash still gets blamed for this to this day for beating Goldberg because he was on the book. Was he booking at this time?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, you know, he did that. He's like, it doesn't matter to me if I'm the champion or not. If I gave a fuck about being the champion, what if I went out a week later, 2 weeks later, and let Hogan poke me with that? All of you people are marks if you think that a belt actually matters. I get paid the same amount if I win or lose.
Dude, wrestlers are marks. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Probably the biggest ones, honestly. They got all these rules about paying your dues and whatnot, and that's marking out right there.
Agreed. But here's my problem with it. Finger poke of doom is they make it into, well, they were fucked from there on. Not true at all. The next week. Okay, so they did a 4.9 that weekend. The next week, they did a 5.0. Following week, they did a 4.4. The following week, they did a 5.0. The following week, they did a 4.7. The next week, in February 8th, unopposed, 5.7. Now then, it gets a little hairy. They go to 3.9. Then they do a 4.8, a 4.3, a 5.7. So they're not dead by any means.
WWE right now would fucking do anything to get those numbers.
Yeah, weekly sacrifices, I think.
Yeah, well, in comparison, Raw did a 5.7 that January 4th night. Then they did a 5.5, 5.5, 5.5, 5.9, 5.8, 6.4, 6.5, 6.5. I mean.
Six, Jesus.
Just murdering it.
What was Malenko making in 99? We'll come back to that.
God damn, what's Doink making that year?
That's not even funny.
$47.
You know he didn't have a contract that year. You know that.
Mean Matt Bourne. Big Josh. He came back as Big Josh. No. He didn't do that.
I mean, if we wanted to.
Well, so do you guys think the finger poke of doom is really the finger poke of doom?
No.
I don't either.
Because shit, it shows that it could have been savable if they drew higher ratings the next week.
Absolutely. They just didn't. They didn't fucking say anything.
It's revisionist history.
Exactly.
It's fucking Dip Dick that came from down from New York that just fucking was terrible.
Russo, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Blaming it on Russo?
And Russo's numbers got better when he came, but his shit was so predictable. His second.
We'll get to what kills WCW, but on the other side, Mankind becomes a champion. And the biggest pop I've still, to this day, ever heard. Yeah, I'd say the biggest pop. Or that maybe they piped it in, but man, it is fucking loud when Austin comes out, hits the Rock with a chair, and Mankind wins. I mean, just pop for, what do you mean?
Oh, just watch it on TV?
Yeah. Watch it back. If you haven't watched it, it's the loudest pop
I've ever heard. Who got the biggest pop in arena you were at, and what event?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, you've been to WrestleManias.
Austin.
You think Austin just...
Still,
yeah.
There's just no compare. He got the biggest pop, and I was at WrestleMania 25.
As soon as that glass shattered, a couple times I seen him live.
Over.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some memorable pumps I've heard. Hogan was, that was just common. You just got so used to it. But Austin, dude, every time at house shows, just to see him.
Who do you think gets the best pop right now? Balor His last night was really loud.
Cesaro's used to be pretty. Ziggler used to get a loud pop, or good pop. Daniel Bryan got a good pop, too.
Yeah, his was pretty. Yeah, he had some.
The loudest pop I think they would record is if Punk came back in some form of fashion.
They would fucking downplay it, though. They'd muzzle it just to be.
Not if they were having him back.
You think Vince is enough of a prick to bring him back just to bury him?
I think he's still suing the company, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not over. Yeah.
Even still.
Meh.
I mean, the money match there would be him and Triple H.
Oh, fuck.
And who actually thinks that would be a good match? Because Triple H and
that
all,
match
honestly,
would be the best. Actually, you know what? Huh? Triple H would probably fuck it up.
He'd go
It'd
over.
Be a ground and pound match. People love those now.
He'd bury his own kids. Yeah, hopefully he's still not wrestling when those kids turn 18, and there's that storyline of them wanting to take the company over from. Well, Vince did it, so I'm sure that'll be repeated.
Thanks for giving him an idea.
Oops. He listens, too. He's a big fan. A
lot of wrestlers.
Who doesn't?
Listen.
Of the wrestling snob.
Shut up.
He's thinking about letting you have your own segment during Raw.
What?
You come out and do the wrestling snob right in the middle of the ring.
Just tell people who Harley Race is.
Yeah.
You guys ever heard of Luthez?
Just come out. Luthez.
This guy sucks.
Drop the mic.
He had a press, didn't he?
Who?
Luthez Press.
Oh, he had a
bitch.
Press. He had a press, didn't he? I got
bitch.
You. Oh, I got you. Who used that originally?
Luthez.
Well.
Eat it.
That's the way the story goes.
I love that one.
Perfected it.
But they go in a direction where they... Austin gets away from the title and they push that Austin McMahon feud. And that's when they're fucking printing money.
Just
St. Valentine's Day Massacre. The Big Show jumps ship and comes over to WWF.
But it wasn't the Big Show at the first, though.
I think that's what dictated a lot of stuff was the people, the surprises. And it's something that'll never happen in wrestling again is the people showing up just not knowing, even if it was someone like Rick Rude.
Oh, yeah.
Or, I mean, like, you. It was the ultimate reality television at that time.
I remember...
For sure.
Whenever he... Right after he had left WCW and before he had actually debuted on WWF at the time, we saw him in the airport at Detroit. And my little sister-in-law, she didn't know who he was. He was just some giant guy. I'm like, oh, that's the fucking giant. You know what I mean? That's the giant. So she's like, I'm going to go get his autograph. I'm like, all right, go get his autograph. So she comes back and it says, Paul White... WWF. I was like, holy shit, what's that all about? He's not the giant, so that's how clueless, you know. Even with the internet, unless you were on it all the time back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, I can't even remember when they changed his name to the Big Show.
It was a while.
He was Paul White
originally. Yep.
Huh.
You know, he played ball here at SIUE.
That he did, Edward.
We come not mentioned in his documentary.
I know.
Isn't that weird?
You're featured in his documentary?
No, but he has a documentary, and it talks about him playing at Wichita State, right?
Well, the reason for that is they don't want to name the small school.
Yeah, but, I mean...
I know.
Wichita State's a big one.
But he's...
They're in the NCAA tournament occasionally.
He's pictured...
So balls.
Nah.
Occasionally.
They have the team picture and all of a bowling alley around here, or they did, and like a restaurant that he was... When he was on the team.
Bowling alley masker?
Sure.
Okay.
Klebold.
He used to get drunk at the bowling alley and go nuts. He would take two bowling pins and just smoke them together to see which one would blow up, his left hand or right hand. He'd keep track.
Who would?
Big Show, back when he was younger.
When he was on that bowling team.
Yeah.
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 He'd get real drunk.
Find a fucking bowling ball to fit those fingers.
Tell you what, he banged out that Joy Giovanni, so props.
God bless him.
I gotta look that up.
I don't
up.
Know who the fuck that is, but...
Oh, she's probably one of the top five hottest chicks to ever be in wrestling.
Really?
Joy Giovanni, banger.
While we look those up... Thank you for joining. Well, thank you for joining us on YouTube, YouTubers. Thanks for downloading the podcast.
Much. How would she be able to survive that?
Yeah, she's a small girl.
Sorry, Corey. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. We come to you through lineupmedia.fm. Lineupmedia.fm. Check us out. We've got podcasts for everything. We've got sports. We've got UFC podcast, thanks to Ian McCall, who does Storytime with Uncle Creepy. T.O. joins him on the regular. And American Animals with Eric Apple. Also, our boy Big Easy does his Surreal Talk.
Surreal Talk, Cults, Conspiracies, and the Paranormal. That pretty much covers it.
Can't say it any better myself.
We like weird shit.
And T.O. and I now do a daily show on the Lineup Media Network, the Lineup Media Group. You can find us. We stream daily, except for the days where we don't. And
well said.
Basically a sports pop culture type show. And it's just get the day started. Just for anybody who enjoys it, when we get bigger, we'll let you know more about it.
Speaking of your guys' show, can I give you a quick little interview? The other day I made the mention that maybe that show's kind of like Not So Fast was, but you didn't
very
think it
much
was.
No.
It is pretty much just like that?
It's not just like that.
Lack of Tony?
Well, that hurts because I have to host it, and I'm not a good host.
Yeah, Tony did real good at that.
And if you feel differently, feel free to share.
You do good on here. Not so fast. See you carrying that, though.
Yeah, I used to watch our fucking show.
Anyway.
But anyway, lineupmedia.fm. Check out podcasts.
You guys stream every day on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Check you out.
Yes, through the Lineup Media Group site on Facebook. And you know us, facebook.com/numeral3horseman show, twitter.com/numeral3horseman show, and youtube.com/numeral3horseman show. Thanks for checking us out on YouTube. Thanks for downloading. Had our best week we've ever had last week, so thank you so much. Much appreciated. Two topics, boys.
Yes.
I'm waiting.
One. First one. Sable's Playboy.
Bought it.
I remember. Yeah, bought it. I remember I bought that on my 18th birthday.
Okay.
It came out.
Bought it.
March or February? Was it the April issue? Because I bought it in March in 1999. I remember buying it. I bought it at the gallery on a field trip.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good day.
So that came out around the Super Bowl? Not the Super Bowl. I thought it came out around Valentine's Day.
Maybe he'd have been in there a month or so. I mean, that was probably a high-selling mag they kept in for a month or two on the stand, you know?
Let's have our producer check that. It's the highest-selling Playboy in history, is it not?
I don't know. Producer Corey? Producer Corey, will you check that out for us?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'll let you guys carry the conversation. Go ahead.
So I was watching Silicon Valley the other night, and it did okay.
I didn't see the last episode.
I won't ruin it for you. It was pretty good, though.
It wasn't where they're at the HooliCon, is it?
No, that was the end of the 8th episode where all the phones were blowing up.
Yeah.
Nope. But you saw how that ended with Gavin at the thing?
Yeah, we're...
he's coming back.
Is he?
Yeah.
TJ got him back?
Yep. What's his real name? Not TJ.
On the show.
Yeah, TJ Miller's his real name. But God damn it, why can't it... Erlich.
Yeah.
Erlich.
Dude, that show... That's probably my favorite show on right now. It's really
good.
Really good.
Pretty good. That fucking Richard. Wait till you see the next episode.
He just can't do anything right, can he?
He's a fucking douche. He's a hypocrite, and he just, I don't know. I don't like him. Guilfoyle, on the other hand, I like Guilfoyle.
He's funny as shit.
He's a jack-off, but at least he's honest about it. You can expect jack-offiness from Guilfoyle.
True. Oh, Guilfoyle.
Did you ever see Freaks and Geeks?
Nope.
He was in that when he was a kid.
Was he really?
Really weird-looking kid.
Yeah, I could see that.
Big old giant thick glasses, giant teeth, you know, with no beard. He's just got the awkward face going on.
See, I don't know if I'd recognize him without that beard.
Look up Bill. Just type in Google, Bill, Freaks and Geeks. Anything yet, Corey? We're carrying a conversation here.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it that.
There you go. Hit images.
Oh, wow, that's him right there.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, wow. I would have never guessed that either.
Goober, huh?
That's funny.
Feel free to forward to about the 40-minute mark if you're listening to the podcast. So we have the...
Dick.
It was the April 99, so that probably came out 3 months before April, so around January, I'm guessing? I think so. It's definitely the April edition.
And they always come out a month or two earlier.
How'd you buy it? Were you 18 yet?
You guys weren't 18, no, because I turned 18 after it came out. So,
yeah, I bought.
You guys are youngins.
I guess I had just turned. No, I was still 15 years old. Yeah, the first one. Oh, 99. I'm sorry, 16.
No, I was gonna say.
I was like, doesn't maybe work out. 17.
Might have had to wait till I was 16.
What's your birthday?
Or 17 by 82. But I might have had to wait till I was 17.
1 month.
I thought you were like 17 when you got it. It would have been 17.
Well, anyway, Jesus Christ. What did you guys...
Was there any clips?
How big a deal was that?
Huge deal.
That's why you guys are the best play-by-play men in the biz. Okay.
I mean,
it was the first time that anyone from WWE had done it, WWF. It was a three-year cock tease with her with doing everything but being naked on TV.
She had those black-ass hands on her...
the different tatas. Small swimsuit. Mm-hmm. She had done the body paint. Like, I mean, I knew it was going to be huge.
Do you think this...
They were huge.
Do you think this...
Indeed.
...made her think she was too big?
I mean, dude,
She's gone by May.
What was she making in 1999 to you?
She was getting the second... I mean, like, they were centering shit around her. I mean, they had teased an angle with her and Austin to where they had kind of looked at each other and the place went nuts. I mean, like, there was, you know... Cornette talks about it. They would plan.
She was the women's champion and couldn't fucking wrestle worth a lick.
She beat up Mark Marrow.
She had a sable bomb.
Which is a great name for a female power bomb. Just slap her first name on it.
Pretty sure that was a shirt. Sable bomb.
38D special.
There you go.
Which I would have never guessed that would have been her measurement. By
Double
the way.
D.
Yeah. But I think her shirt said 38D special.
Because I remember when she had the gigantic boobs and then she got them.
Reduced.
I just wonder how she kept them in place so well. Even as fake as they were, they shouldn't have been able to be that.
Well, she didn't really do anything where she bumped.
Fair, but...
I can't remember her falling down in a match.
Yeah, she wasn't. Yeah.
Well, even think about it, just whenever she'd stand there with the handprints, they were still perfectly up where they should be.
Yeah, it's paint. I don't know. It's paint.
I'm talking about her titties, man, how they didn't hang down.
Oh, stick with me here.
Of course she ain't dripping paint off.
Oh, okay.
Moving on.
Pissed him
That's
off.
That's it. Can't have a good conversation about tatas. I don't even know what's going on.
I think they were fake, and that's why they stood up so well.
Yeah, even still, I've never seen a pair of fake ones that held up that well.
Really?
Whoever her doctor was.
You haven't ever seen a pair that sits up that
Not that large.
Jesus. Yeah, I have.
Lucky man.
Yeah.
Emerson Lake and Palmer wrote a song about you called Lucky Man.
Mm-hmm. Emerson Lake and Palmero.
Yeah, that's a good sandwich.
The old Raphael. Okay, the other thing I want your thoughts on, and don't do Saw It, the Super Bowl ad.
Saw It. No, shit. Shit.
Okay, I don't remember this.
No, neither do I.
This ran during Super Bowl 33 between the Falcons and Broncos.
Of course.
It featured Stone Cold. They're walking through the offices of WWF at the time. Stone Cold says, you know, we're not, whatever he says.
PR.
Right. The Rock comes through and says his thing. Sable says, we don't adhere to sex and violence with two people on the table and another guy getting thrown through a glass window.
Sure, they're trying to be funny.
And the final thing is McMahon standing outside the building. Somebody comes throwing through the glass window at the top floor and he says,
just another day at the office.
Get it?
Oh.
That's the commercial.
What year did they do the Mick Foley rock match during halftime of the Super Bowl? 90s.
That year.
Was it that year?
Mm-hmm.
The empty seat match?
It's not like that was the halftime show.
Oh, that was the official.
No, but they ran
it.
It
was on USA.
Yeah, but I remember that year also.
But they
I had to tune over from the Beavis and Butthead Bowl or whatever it was during that year for that. Anyway.
Dude, I remember.
Oh, I mean, that's just.
It's good fun.
Everybody remembers that.
Yeah.
Just remember how brutal that era was with the chair shots these guys took. I mean, just.
Yeah, I mean, beyond the mat.
Yeah.
Were those, they were like gimmick chairs, right? You can't hit somebody with a real chair like that.
Screws were taken out at the time, I think.
You can't hit somebody with a real chair, though. You fucking kill somebody if you hit with a chair like that.
Well, watch Beyond the Mat again.
You want to go 25% at me and give me a good one?
No.
See, even at 25%, you think it's too dangerous to do.
Not when you see these guys can't complete a thought anymore.
I just told you about my last recording. I couldn't complete a thought the other day. I'm already there.
Could you guys get the total number of chair shots? I believe it's 17, maybe 19, that Rock gives
Foley.
Mankind at Royal Rumble that year.
I can't. My computer's rebooting for whatever dumb reason.
That is the nastiest match. You can't even watch it anymore.
That's the one where his kids were in attendance, right? And they were watching the whole time, and he's getting just blasted.
Yeah. Beyond the Mat hurt.
Yeah.
Is at least, I say that. I talk like...
I think it humanized it, but it did hurt.
Well,
take
because,
away the,
because I lost interest after a certain point in 99, I'm like, oh, man, they must have went to shit. Their best year ever was 2000.
Do you think it was maybe you got too cool for school and realized it was fake and like you're like, fuck this fake stuff for a minute?
No, we'll get to why I lost interest.
Today?
Yeah.
Cool. Can't wait for that.
Fucking dick, motherfucker. No, it's a good reason, though. You guys will remember it, at least. I don't fucking remember something. WCW.
Heard of it?
Yep.
It's a thing?
Wrestling.
A few things I want to throw at you.
Okay.
One's the tons of injuries that they dealt with in the early part of 99, leading to an attendance of an event in St. Louis where it was just not good.
Oh, man. Brutal.
Yeah. Production quality on the show drops. It's just not the same. It gets real bad the next year. And the other thing is the new set that they started using in 99, which is just hideous.
Oh, yeah, I remember. It had
the purple
big...
or whatever it was, like a silver and purple.
Does the one look like it was like fire?
That's a year later. This is the one where it's the giant new logo, and it separates for people to walk out.
Yeah.
And the ad that they put in USA Today, I think that was the next year, but the ad is a picture of the new WCW logo, and it says... Looks like something that a bird shit on my car or something like that in the USA Today.
Who took that ad out?
WCW.
Huh.
Which makes you wonder, what's going on there at this point?
Yeah, it makes me go, huh.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Were you guys still hanging on for life for WCW?
No.
I wasn't either.
Yeah, I quit. I was always a WWF guy, though. I mean, like, when they were doing the Hart Foundation, about when that started, the Hart Foundation against Austin and those guys, I didn't watch much WCW from there on. I'd watch the Goldberg segments. I would, you know, remember the Jericho stuff. But I don't remember Conan and those guys being, I mean, I remember them being in the NWO, but, like, I really checked out around that time.
Oh, I believe, yeah. I'm right there with you. It was fucking brutal.
I moved out of home in May of, oh, never mind, that was next year. I'm trying to remember why I don't remember that too well. Anyway.
Yeah, me too. Any luck?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
But looking at the changes they made, and this is throughout the year, this isn't timeline, but the injuries. I went and saw Slamboree at the Trans World Dome in May. No Hogan. I didn't have Hogan. Apparently, and I don't remember this for anything, Sting and Goldberg wrestled that night. But they had made DDP champion. Huge mistake because they made him a bad guy. It just went over horribly in the arena. And I went and saw this at the Dome, and my brother and I were both like, something's just not right anymore. They still drew 22,000 in May of 1999. Now, some of that is comp tickets. Given, some of that is papering.
Right.
I mean, still, you put 22,000 in the Dome in 99, and your ratings at this point are they have dropped from the fours in April. They did a 5 in March. Their highest in April was a 4.4. By May, May 3rd, 3.5, off a week. May 17th, 3.3. May 24th, 3.8. May 31st, 3.3.
Yeah.
Comparable to the WWF, 6.4, 8.1 unopposed, 6.4, 7.15, 6.3.
Jesus.
Now, that May 24th, which we will get to, 7.15, there's a reason for that. But they spiraled downward so quickly to have your ratings drop 2 full points.
Can you imagine what their network was thinking at the time?
TBS and TNT? I don't know. I don't know if they were thinking.
They would have been. They had to have been shitting their pants. The people selling their ads. Think about the people that had to go out and like talk to like Coke or Burger King or whoever they're selling ads to in that slot, and tell them why you're still paying, you know, whatever $200,000 for your 4 30-second spots or whatever they charge, but it's seeing half as many people roughly.
Still a pretty good amount of people that are seeing your ad.
Still, but it's millions less than what it, you know, you've been paying for.
That's true.
And you, as a sales guy, you got to go out and look these people in the eye or talk to them on the phone.
I get the feeling their salespeople weren't very good.
Yeah, I'd agree.
That feeling. That I don't know if they needed answers.
They were just so unorganized, period, with everything other than the product.
And that's what starts happening.
And then it trickles down to wrestling.
Nitro.
The people in WCW weren't responsible for selling the ads, were they? It would have been TNN or WCW, whatever state, or TNT or WC, or TBS, whatever station they were on.
Right, yeah.
Because they didn't buy the slot. They just had their show on.
Basically, it's somebody's job within WCW to prepare them. Here's what, you know, we feature, what we, you know. But their counter to dropping ratings is the No Limit Soldiers with Master P.
Jesus Christ.
West Texas Rednecks.
That makes me remember that I was really tuning out during that part.
And the LWO.
Oh, the Latino World Order.
And Kiss.
Yeah.
Ugh. The lowest rated segment in the history of the show.
Was it the Kiss Demon?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Sorry for that guy.
Dale Tor. Well, at the time, first guy, Bryan Adams. Second guy, Dale Torborg. son of Jeff Torborg, a former manager of the White Sox. And White Sox strength coach.
Why are you telling us like we don't know that?
Just fun facts. What?
Why are you talking at us?
What could have been done differently?
Dude, I just think they got away from wrestling. Like, they started signing all these sideshow shit and, like, Kiss. I mean, just all the, like, it just got away from, like...
This is where you're running into their second raid of, their second big raid of ECW.
Mike Awesome, that
almost
group
Awesome is Sandman. Sandman, they pull a couple other guys.
They brought in Awesome too late. That's the problem with him.
But he was still pretty hot when he got there.
Yeah. What did he get? He actually made it up to a TV title, didn't he?
Yeah, summer tag titles.
And then they made him the Lady Killer and made him wear
the Fat
clothes.
Lady Thriller?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Mm. That's Russo, please. We still got to get to Russo, which I just don't remember any of that shit. It's been a lot of reading. Thoughts on Master P, Kiss?
I was done at
this time.
Correct
me if I'm wrong, but...
wasn't even tuning in at that time.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Master P's claim to fame as a song where he starts it with something like, make crack like that?
No. Make him say,
No, I think he did make crack like that, too.
That wasn't his claim to fame, though. He might have done that, but make him say, was his big one.
Either which way. I don't know, man. I don't see how that revolves wrestling at all. Granted, through the years, they've brought in all kinds of people, you know, your Cyndi Laupers or whoever, but that one, it was just... The fuck.
Yeah. While they are going through their...
Especially as a Southern wrestling company. Sorry. I mean, that is not your demographic.
True. Mm-hmm. Although he was from Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, it was right there in their backyard.
Touche to you.
I just think you guys had... They just had people in place that didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
I would blame Eric Bischoff at this point, because he's executive VP at that point.
Don't they let him go at some point in time?
Yeah.
This year?
We're getting there.
Good, because it's his fucking fault, in my opinion. You got to be making better decisions, Eric.
Two more reasons for the downward spiral.
Lottery system.
Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock.
Fair enough. There's nothing you can really do about that.
How do you combat that?
Yeah.
Out there two and three times a night, headlining WrestleMania, which that WrestleMania was kind of a dud. I mean, looking back, it's a dud, but I mean... Then it was fine. I mean, Jesus. They had Austin Rock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. But they also go with the Undertaker as, like, the devil guy.
Yeah, when he shaved his... You got the kind of same thing going on as he did at this point. You got the mustache shaved off with the fucking goatee.
Not bad.
You need to get some shave off your eyebrows.
Nah.
Because he had that going on, too.
Nobody slipped me a halcyon and the fucking Kurt Hennig got a hold of me.
It's your problem.
Yeah, tough crowd.
I liked it.
A lot. I did not.
No, Austin Rock. I mean, not many people want to talk about that.
A couple of losses.
Yeah, I know. I mean, these guys are on late night talk shows and fucking killing it. This is where we get to the shitty part. So, Over the Edge, 1999, Kansas City. And either you guys watching live at the time?
No.
No?
Not on that one, no.
No.
I didn't have the pay-per-view, but I was listening through the scrambled.
Oh, man, that was the good old days whenever you could see all the weird shit and maybe make out like a ring post or something. But you could listen. Like, it was like listening to the radio version of a wrestling cast.
Yeah.
Kids these days will never know that. Nope. I feel sad for them.
As everybody, any wrestling fan knows, Owen Hart falls from from his zip line.
Oh, I was watching that one live.
Call it.
Sorry, I was watching that one live, yeah.
Okay. Well, then we'll talk about it. So Owen Hart falls to his death.
That's what happened.
And I don't know what to say about it. Awful. Terrible.
It's a real bummer.
You remember watching live at the time?
I do.
Any thoughts about what you thought when you saw?
We you didn't have any real clue about what was happening, like, right off the bat. You knew something had happened because they were acting real funny.
Jerry, think it was
Waller
a work, though,
up.
At first? Did you guys think it was a work?
I honestly thought something was up, but I had no clue.
I guess I wasn't even watching through the scramble. It came on our local news station. We're in St. Louis. And it came on Channel 5 that a wrestler had fallen to his death. And I'm like, or maybe I even had, mom or dad might have even walked in and said, they said Owen Hart just fell from the ring and or fell from the top of the arena and died. And I was like, what?
Get out of here. That's not even funny.
It's not. I mean, goddamn. And then when they said that, I'm like, no, not a chance.
Different Owen Hart.
Well, yeah. Okay, so here's the other thing I thought. What if that had been somebody else in that mask that night? If you remember, they were putting different guys in the
true
mask.
Yeah.
And doing crazy things. He had been running the Blue Blazer gimmick, and that's what he was in that night. He was the Blue Blazer.
Mm-hmm.
What if that had been somebody else?
Why couldn't it have been someone else? Who would we have rather it been? Is that a fun conversation? We probably shouldn't have that convo.
Well, it is a convo. I'd rather not do that one.
It'd be a lot like, though, whenever, I was going to say, when Owen Hart died and they killed the McMahon gimmick.
All right. Well.
Can't really reference something with itself, though.
Yeah. So, I don't.
Who were they putting in at that time?
What?
Who else was playing the Blue Blazer at that time? What other guys were they putting in the
Jeff
mask?
Jeff Jarrett, Steve Blackman, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember anybody else off the top of my
Blackman,
head.
That would have been fine.
Oh, anyway. Jesus Christ.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Solved a lot of the current problems in wrestling.
If nobody can know and you can make the choice, would you make the choice?
What's that?
I said, if nobody can know and you can make the choice to have made that flop, right now, just retroactively have gone back, made the switch, it was Blackman. Nobody would know you made the choice. Would you do it?
Ooh.
How about I hit you with another question?
Uh-oh.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I think I have an eye infection, to be honest with you.
You got some kind of infection.
There's something going on with my eye.
Infection in the heart.
Yeah, I got a black cold heart, that's for sure.
That's mean.
But anyway, is this worse than Benoit?
No. God, no.
How do you mean? It's different. It's way
different. It is different. You see this as a darker day?
Oh, no. It was a sad day. It wasn't as dark as it was sad.
What if you were there?
Jeez, that would have sucked.
I'd imagine.
It'd be like being at a Gallagher show.
I'd imagine kids would be traumatized.
Probably.
I would think.
Probably do something to them, yeah.
Nobody got my Gallagher joke?
And.
No, what Gallagher?
I said it'd be like being at the Gallagher show. What did Gallagher used to do?
This is going to be news to both of us.
Yeah.
He'd smoke melons with the big ass hammer and get everybody in the front row covered in melon juice.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when Chappelle was the black Gallagher and he shot the holes
that
in the watermelon.
That was pretty funny, too.
He shot three people in the front row or whatever he did.
Yeah, no. Anyway.
But anyway, I remember hearing this and thinking, ugh, just not, I don't know, something in it. And so the next night, they're here in St. Louis. So we, my brother and I, went.
We always get the night after shit happens or the day of.
Mm.
It's unreal.
Occasionally.
From time to time.
Yeah. And so it's May 25th, I want to say, 99. I believe May 24th was the day he fell. Or maybe it was the other way around. It happened on the 23rd and the show was on the 24th. I guess I can look ahead and find that. They do Raw as Owen. And I have never been to a more uncomfortable event in my life. I feel like almost part of wrestling kind of sombered at that point.
Yeah. It probably took a while, too, before you didn't think about it every time you turned on the
But think TV. About think about the stuff it changed in wrestling. They couldn't. Nobody came from the ceiling anymore. Remember how often Sting would rappel down? What do you call it?
He did after that, though.
No.
Yeah, he did.
He'd zip line.
Okay.
The reason I know he did is because they asked Bret Hart if he was okay for Sting doing it in an angle with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Russo was the one behind it. I just heard it on a podcast on Pritchard's the other day.
Well, the way Sting tells
or Schiavone's
it,
the other
he
day.
Said he would never do it again.
Listen to the, was it Vince Russo and WCW they just had?
Might be.
Not sure.
That's Bruce Pritchard.
Was it Pritchard? They talk about it on one of those shows, and they say that Hart, they went to Hart about it and asked if he was okay, and he said, yeah, as long as he – they did it in Kemper Arena, actually.
Hmm.
That's kind of twisted.
Yeah.
Boy, I never heard that.
Hold on. I'll Google it.
All right.
That's as bad of an idea as having the old paddle ball tournament at Kemper. Anyway. Falling flat on the jokes today.
No. Any who's gal. Good Lord, you two are on a fucking roll today.
Yeah, we're rolling like fucking yes. Triangles.
I wish we were rolling. Not that kind. Why not? But it changed, you know, for a while, you know, death angles and injuries weren't treated. I mean, if somebody had to really get hurt to be hurt. Because, I would have thought it was a work when I was there. I wouldn't have thought, oh, this guy's dying in front of me.
You wouldn't have thought after seeing somebody fall, 90 foot?
I don't know how dark it was in the arena.
I doubt it was that dark. They probably, had people run.
WCW dropped dummies from the ceiling.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
You think both fans aren't watching at each time? I mean, you had seen this shit done. And you got to watch these guys wrestle after this happens.
I guess it depends on how close you were and how much you could see.
You got to watch these guys wrestle on the pay-per-view after. They see the blood in the corner and the boards are broken over there.
I would think, though, that as soon as you've seen the amount of officials or people run to the ring, that you would know something was up if you were there. And they're not running out in that kind of regard over a drop dummy angle.
I don't know. I mean, yes. I mean,
if you really wanted to sell it, I guess you could send out 60 people. I mean, I'm sure they only sent about 10 or so out there, but.
But the show continues. Okay.
So, obviously,
you got to ask this. I mean, we're in the middle of 1999. Do you stop the show or not?
I think they would. Here's how they'll answer it every time. No, you don't stop the show. Owen would have wanted the show to go on. I'm sure that's what you would hear.
That's fine. Do you stop the show?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I would. If I was running things, no. Probably not.
Oh, man.
Shit happens. I mean, it's a bummer, but.
You're still looking for the rappel thing, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have stopped the show. I mean, you just have to after that. But the one reason they didn't stop the show is I think that Vince was worried about refunds and pay-per-view shit and the money lost
for
that night.
But the other thing I always... Well, the more I've listened to guys, is that they didn't know how far he fell. They didn't know if he was dead. And they didn't announce it to the fucking live crowd. That's crazy. I mean, of course it would have cast a pall over the entire event. But the show went on.
How many people would have left immediately?
My guess.
I don't think they would. With all the kids there, you want them to go, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, is with, the most sorrow and sadness that we have to tell you that Owen Hart has passed away.
Oh, I'm sure they heard it right when they got out in their cars.
I'm sure they did, but you don't want to get all those kids out of there and out of a merchandise buying mood.
Yeah, true. But the next night, Raw is Owen. I can speak from experience. Just an absolutely dreadful, somber event, and also the first time I saw Kurt Angle. So. And Kurt Angle wrestled a dark match that night, but that's who they had coming down the pike, WWE. They had Kurt Angle getting ready to come in, and that shows you where the companies were at. Back to WCW. Jericho leaves. So he's done. So basically their biggest draw, TV-wise, I would think, at that time, is gone. They, like I said, had so many things. We're kind of skipping through the summer. There's just not, it's pretty not good. And Vince Russo. Let's hear it. Come on, Vince Russo.
Genius. Moron. I mean, you can describe him both ways.
Eric Bischoff's let go September. Vince Russo jumps ship, says, go fuck yourselves. I'm going to WCW. I mean, what do you think of him?
I don't know. He did great during the Attitude Era, but in WCW, it's like he couldn't make the right decision to save his life.
What everybody says is he did have some great ideas. Mm. But for every one good idea he had 20 shitty ones. And he also likes to take a lot of credit.
Mm.
Like saying he created The Rock. and told The Rock to talk in third person, and that he gave the last one I heard is he said he gave Austin the Austin 316 idea.
Next thing you know, he's going to tell us he invented the daily dose,
and that's just recent. That Austin's 316 speech was within like the last week or something.
That's a way
last
in joke.
2 weeks.
The what now?
Austin, when Austin gave the King of the Ring speech, it was like this week, 14 years ago or 19 years ago or something.
I wanted to say it was June 14th of 96.
Last week then or something, but it was around this time. But the guy he's so fucking out there that you don't know what to believe. You know, so like you have all the other people that talk about it and these shoot interviews and
June 23rd, 96. Go ahead.
But
well played.
You know, I think the guy had some intelligence and some left his mark on the business. Did an all right job in WWE.
I think, but once he rules.
But once he went to WCW and started running shit on his own and didn't have anybody to stop things, it was just a shit show. It was just shitty angle after shitty angle that was. It looked like the fucking Jerry Springer show,
literally.
Because that's what they say he watched to come up with fucking ideas.
And for everything they say, he says they didn't let him do, they went towards what the WWF was doing, which was selling sex.
It's the world's oldest profession, so I mean.
We're talking Deborah, we're talking China, Sable up until about May. I mean, God damn, they just let her go. Just said, fuck you.
We'll build a new you.
She wanted more money. They didn't give it to her. They released her. She sued him
for
sexual harassment.
And she got a big, it's...
You know, I don't know what she got. They said she didn't get shit.
What was the charge there, the sexual harassment? What was she...
I think when somebody shits in your bag,
yeah,
that's usually harassment.
How's that sexual harassment, though?
Well...
If I was to go shit in your bag right now, would you say that's sexual in nature? It's because I don't like
you. After what you did to me yesterday? Yeah, okay. I would.
Last week. Say last week.
Oh, week before? Well, then never mind.
Yeah. You said we wouldn't talk about that again. I told you not to talk about that again.
New nickname, the crotch grabber.
What? Anyway, this is
what's your thought on her, though? I mean, like...
Good ideas. Wrote some good things. They didn't have scripts back then. I think he gave bullet points. And guys could hit bullet points back then because they were that good. He wrote for the most talented people... In wrestling.
That's what I was going to say. For fuck's sakes.
He went from having guys that knew their character, knew what they were going, knew the direction 5-6 months. It had obviously changed by this point. But he went to WCW where those guys, one, didn't give a fuck, which you could tell. I mean, you can just tell when those guys were just mailing it in. And... Two, their philosophy was, once I'm on live TV, I can do whatever the fuck I want anyway, which is kind of how the Halls, Nashes, those guys just went out and said their shit, and that was it.
Hey, yo, we know what we gotta say.
Yeah, this is through, I mean, Hall's been through the drinking angle and all this shit by then. He's hanging by a thread. Scott Steiner's started to cut these nonsensical promos. Where he
went to the Ultimate Warrior school of promos for a while there.
Wow. You talk about it. I don't care. He would have been my world champion in late 98, early 99. They did not pull the trigger on him soon enough.
Yeah, then they waited too long.
He was. If that isn't the story of WCW, I don't know what is. Waiting too long and not moving forward with what they had.
Found an example of Sting dropping from the rafters, 4/17 of 2000.
Oh, yeah?
Versus Vampiro.
So they waited Vampiro. About a year. Oh, God, that feud. Nah, that's the next year.
I swear that he went to talk to Brett about it, and, you know, like they had talked about it.
It might have been at that time. I mean, Brett was actually still part of the company at that time.
Well, and that's why he talked to him, they said, is because he was so sensitive about it. But, yeah.
Whatever. Understandable.
Yeah, you would think. Which is just completely classless to do, in my opinion.
It's not a choice I would have made. Another big thing. WWF goes public, 1999.
God, I don't remember it being that soon. Can't believe they shot some of the shit they did being a publicly traded company.
That's why I don't buy this. We're a publicly traded company. That did not make a difference for what, 8 years?
Yeah. I mean, think about some of the stuff they did in the early 2000s.
That's
with
what
the,
I'm saying.
The sexual angles and all that shit.
Sexual angles. What was her name? Miss Kitty Waller's wife. I can't think of her name.
I know who you're talking about.
Pulling her top off. You know, Mae Young giving birth to a hand.
Yeah, they did some crazy shit after that.
And, I mean, if they might have been at their dirtiest in that 03, 04 period, 02, 03, 04. When it just got nasty, and it really was the Jerry Springer Show on steroids. But they went public. Your guys' thoughts on owning WWE stock?
I
right when it happened, I wish I would have had the money. And then quickly sold it after.
An attorney, I've talked about this.
Yeah.
But there was an attorney that I was with in India, and I was watching Raw in India, and I'd come down and they asked what I had been doing, and I was kind of embarrassed to say what I was watching. I was like, oh, I was watching wrestling. And the guy goes, oh, no shit, I invested in the company. And I'm like, all right, I thought he was just being a jerk off, making fun of me. And I was like, you invested in WWF? What? He's like, no, yeah, I studied the bell curve, and it's an industry to where it has these huge ups and major downs. And he goes, it's due for an upswing. And this was in 06, 07. So, like, that's when he had bought his stock because he was expecting something to happen within the next 10 years. So I don't know if it's went up from that point or not. I don't know if the networks caused it to go up or the stock manipulation that the family does. But, you know, who knows?
I think stocks are a scam anyway. But, whatever. I just can't imagine people. I can imagine people wanting to buy WWF stock at that point. I don't know that anything was any bigger. If you look at the numbers, once again, I go back to the numbers. And I mean, honestly, the numbers don't lie. We're into the latter half of 1999. They drew an 8.85 on August 2nd to a 3.2 for WCW. 6.4, 6.6, 5.7. Those summer going back to school, 4.4, 4.4, back up to a 6.0.
There's been something big that week.
Yeah, drew a 6.8 on September 27th. They're in fine shape heading into the school year. There's no the big thing is Monday Night Football is what hurts the more you go. But good God, I mean, they're still killing it and making a lot of money. So, but this heads into. Steve Austin takes a break here, goes to get surgery, and they lose Austin for a year.
That's his neck, right?
Yeah. Hmm. Neck fusion.
This is anything where to do with Owen?
Definitely.
I mean, over the whole neck thing?
Oh, yeah.
Probably fucked with the harness.
That probably cut his career 10 years short.
No. Do you think Steve Austin had anything to do with Owen?
Oh, come on.
There's your next show.
Just
there,
tossing that out there.
It's real talk, cults, conspiracies, and
weird theories that lawsuits. Come out of nowhere. Lawsuits.
Yeah, and lawsuits. That's the new hashtag. Hashtag lawsuits.
Searchingforalawyer.com.
This is where I completely check out. Not completely check out, but most.
Is Russo an on-screen character anytime in '99, or is that
he is
2000?
On screen, but you do not see him?
Okay.
He is the powers that be in WCW.
Ah, the powers that be.
I can't say I saw this.
Because, I mean, he eventually is on camera in his Giants jersey and his Yankees shit. I mean, just a huge jerk off.
Very much so.
People talk about the finger poke of doom and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Once he became an on-air character,
mm-hmm.
got out of control.
Very much so. That's when it gets ugly, and that's what next year is all about. I mean, they're sinking as we speak, as we get to the end of 99, after Russo takes over in September, early October. October 4th, 2.9. Jesus. Well, let's see, September, 3.3, 3.3, 3.1, 3.0. October, 2.9, 2.6, 3.3, 3.25. They round out the rest of the year with threes to mid threes with a 2.8 December 13th and a 2.9 to close out the year.
Pack it up, boys.
Compared to the WWF's 6.5s, 5.3s, closing out the year with a 5.8. I mean, you talk about nosedive. Nosedive. With not any clue how to fix it. Their fix is Vince Russo.
Yeah, bad idea.
Yep.
And like I said, what I wanted to point out is Austin goes on the shelf in November and nothing. Doesn't hurt them a bit.
But because the depth they had. Like they had, I mean, just. Dude,
you can say that, but didn't WCW have depth?
Well, they just weren't. They didn't create the stars the right way.
Old depth.
They kept the old guys, and they did not create anything with them within. And then you also have, you know, Jericho comes over when,
into 99. It makes the break in August.
Giant comes over, so they're taking some of their younger guys that they never utilized as much. But then on top of that, you have The Rock. You have
Triple H.
Undertaker,
Mankind.
Kane was huge at that time. Mick Foley, like they had
New Age Outlaws,
but they were huge. You had
I can help.
Legion. Where was LOD at that time?
Oh, they're out by here.
They had been out.
Yeah.
So
you're still talking Jeff Jarrett and Deborah. Oh no, they had jumped. I forgot they jumped.
Come on,
China.
Slap nuts.
China. They start.
Waltman, is he back at this stage?
X-Pac is definitely
so
involved.
So you have...
Kurt Angle makes his debut at the end of 99.
So you have a lot of guys with name recognition. Mark Henry. I mean, he was just another player, but he was around. I mean, like...
Don't forget the tag teams.
But then Goldust was still there.
He's getting close to making the jump back to WCW. He's kind of fizzled by here.
Yeah.
And he leaves a bunch of issues.
Hardy Boys come in 99-ish?
Hardy Boys get hot. Edge and Christian are hot.
That's what I was going to say. The not Vampiro, but Gangrel.
Yeah.
I mean, like that group, though. I mean, like there was just so much. And I feel like what WWF did better was is they had everybody in angles.
All the time.
It wasn't just matches just to have matches. Everybody had storylines going.
Totally
Ken
true.
Shamrock, Steve Blackman. You know, when Shane get involved? Not quite
98.
So, I mean, like, you just had different shit going on, you know.
He's real big in now.
Yeah.
Now he's a main character. Now Stephanie's getting to be a main character, and that's where the last point is with Austin on the shelf. I think they knew he was going in. But they put the belt on Triple H because they need another guy. And this is where they run the angle where Stephanie's about to get married. And
Test.
Yes.
Yep.
And it goes well. And they make him a star.
And that's
star.
When they actually started dating as well, correct?
Mm-hmm. It's a rumor.
Yeah.
Well, maybe fucking around. I don't know what you want to call it.
But don't ask Test about that or China. They won't like it.
He's dead.
Well, I know you can't ask Andrew Martin the question now. This guy.
Duh.
I'm just kidding.
But that kind of gets
and
us.
At that
to
time, that's when WCW is going out and getting guys like Davey Boy Smith and.
Oh, yeah, goodbye there.
But actually, Davey Boy made his return to WWF at the end of this year.
Because he was doing the Hart Foundation thing again.
You just look at the direction they're doing stuff. I don't know. It was just weird.
He had hurt his back in WCW and came back. They put him in jeans and what do you call them? The shit kicker boots. Steel toe boots.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal.
Timberlands?
I guess. Yeah, but they're black.
Biker boots.
You know, and where we'll get to and start with 2000 is Goldberg putting an end to Bret Hart at Starrcade. And
he hasn't been sane since then, by the way.
The clusterfuck of how they booked. And it got bad in 99, but it got 2000. We'll just have to pick bullet points and go at 2000. It's fucking awful. The best year in the history of WWF. I can't believe that. But what's your takeaways from 99?
Well, it's obviously the beginning of the end for WCW, or the continuation of the beginning of the end, however you want to look at it. Russo, duct tape, off-brand duct tape.
Duct tape. I like it. I don't know what I just knocked over, but I like
it. It was like off-brand duct tape, you know what I mean? It only stuck for a little while. and peeled off and left a nasty residue that you can never get rid of. I think there's no better analogy that you can make.
What could you do differently? Okay, I understand. You haven't built new stars, but that's what Russo says he's there to do. He's there to get
build
the
new
Book
star
of T's.
Jeff Jarrett, Booker T.
There's the big one. Jeff Jarrett.
Dude has never drawn a penny anywhere.
He never main evented. And then all of a sudden he comes in, he's a big deal.
That's the slap nuts period, right?
Huh?
Was that the slap nuts period?
Yes.
Yeah, that was horrible.
He had been a joke when he was there in late 96, early to mid 97, trying to get in the Horsemen, and it was just basically a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Now he comes back and he's hitting everybody with a guitar.
You think Russo owed anything to Jerry Jarrett?
No, he must have liked Jeff.
Was it him who originally came up with the J-E-double-F? Is there a chance of that?
Anything's possible. I doubt it. Jared had started that in 94.
When did Russo come in?
95. Started writing in 95, somewhere in there, 96.
I mean, there's a chance. Ugh. Outside.
God. I can't stand that.
Maybe he came up with the Road Dog thing.
Yeah, that I believe.
Or the Roadie, whatever he was called at the start.
The Roadie.
Did they need to... Here's my problem with what WCW couldn't do. You can't take... I mean, they had Hogan and Flair main eventing pay-per-views in 1999 compared to Austin, Rock, Mankind, Kane, Undertaker, Triple H. Did I say those guys twice?
No.
No, I feel like I did. How do you push those guys to the side? How do you push Randy Savage, Kevin Nash,
how do you do that?
Hulk Hogan, Bill Goldberg? Well, you don't need to push Goldberg to the side. How do you put them out of main event matches?
Well, you either put them in some sort of, make them an announcer, or you put them in a dumb angle with somebody who's a nobody, piss them off.
Yeah, because at this point, the grudges had kind of gone away, and you could always have a grudge with someone with an angle. But now it was, there would always, I don't know if you guys remember this, there was always outside interference to a match.
Every time, yeah.
And the referee always got knocked down. Even if it was just a throwaway match, this shit would happen.
Are you trying to tell me Nick Patrick wasn't on it?
Yeah.
I guess you're going to tell me he was bought and paid for time or two. I'm not going to sit here and listen to this.
Well, the truth hurts.
It does hurt.
It hurts. But this is so the time of overbooking, overdoing everything. And it didn't really, it's kind of stopped now, but I hate always clean finishes with bad guys that don't cheat. But this is, it's the beginning of, it's changed. And this is where I was like, man, they could go back to what they did now. They could get normal again. And it just evolved. But it evolved into too much. See it that way?
It was like a cancer, in my opinion, the way the tendrils kind of.
Yeah, and WWF's no saint in this. You watch some of theirs, some of it's shit. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, I mean,
that's always been
people
the way it is.
Loved it.
They loved the trash. I mean, like, they loved some of the stupid ass segments they did. But WCW couldn't create. They were stuck. They couldn't get rid of the old guys. They couldn't create the new guys, which just kept the same kind of Hogan being around, Flair being around. Then trying to promote Jarrett, Booker T, all these different fucking people.
They try to do it all at once.
Yeah. Instead of phasing it out or making a smooth transition, that they shit on Flair for so long, and then they tried to make him believable again.
Yeah. Totally.
But how do you do that when you've disrespected a dude for 10 years?
You disrespected the audience too, because you didn't give them what they wanted.
It just doesn't make sense. And then Flair goes on to have four decent years in WWF after he leaves.
I think he still had like six title reigns from 99 to 2000. I'm not kidding.
I don't know.
And another thing you'll find, and I made a note of it, 11 title changes, world title changes in WCW in 1999. That's a lot. 11 title changes in WWF in 1999. That's a lot.
Nah, it's not as many in
championship
WWF.
Title, though?
World title.
World title.
In
how many different guys held it, though, in WWF? Four?
You want me to do it now? Big Show, Triple H, Mankind, Austin, Taker, Rock.
Foley?
That's it. I said Mankind.
Oh.
Foley. So six guys. WCW, don't ask me. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
That's a lot, though. The number of people, I didn't know if they hot potatoed it back and forth on guys.
I think Glacier held the belt that year. I don't know.
I know Nash, Hogan, Sting.
Goldberg.
Flair. Goldberg didn't even hold it in 99. Bret Hart.
So did Goldberg only have one title run?
I think. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. If somebody knows... pipe in. I'm not going to look it up.
How does the wrestling snob not know this?
I don't know. The other thing, I said they had 11 title changes. You know how many title changes, is world title changes in 2000?
Three.
WCW?
Three.
TL, got a guess?
And well, you're 2000?
In 2000, the next year.
Okay, Jericho.
Whoa, hold on. WWE. How many title changes? There were 11 in WCW in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
How many world title changes were there in 2000?
For WWF or WCW?
WCW.
Four.
25.
Fuck.
25?
Oh, is that like the
every other show.
Arquette and all that shit?
That's every
hot
other show.
Shot. Yep.
And sometimes twice in one.
Paul Russo. Hey, man.
25.
No wonder Nash says the belt don't fucking mean nothing.
They killed it.
They sure as shit did. Took it out back, shot it a few times.
That's where we're going next week.
Let Glacier hold on to it.
We watched the nose of the plane go down and WWF buy him out.
Did you ever see the movie Dr. Strangelove?
Mm-mm.
I'm sure you've seen the iconic scene of the guy coming out of the bomb bay doors of the airplane riding on the nuke, waving his hat. You kind of think of that like Russo. Drop it down with his bomb, waving his hat, getting ready to blow up the whole fucking thing.
But, bro.
Come on, bro.
It was standards and practices, bro. They wouldn't let us do anything.
What do you think Rodman was paid in 99 for his appearance, just to leave how he started?
1.1 million.
I was going to say one. I'll go with you. I'll say 1.1. I was going to say 1.2. I'll say 1.1.
1.1 schmeckles.
Go back and get it. I was looking for Carl Malone.
Oh.
So, Rodman, 1.174.
1.17, there's my number.
So, if I'd have said 1.12, I would have been wrong, but I stuck with you.
But you've been closer.
Nah, I've been over, though.
Well, what matches
Price is Right rules? Price is Right rules, you're right.
What's that?
How many matches did he work?
In 99?
Yeah.
I didn't know he did work
one.
I didn't know Rodman did work one.
Didn't he do the one with Leno?
No. Rodman?
Wasn't it Leno and Carl Malone?
What do you count as a match?
You're going back a week, which welcome back to last week.
No, but he got paid 99 is what I'm saying Rodman did.
Jesus.
So I'm trying to see who he worked with
in
99.
He had to have done something. I don't know. I didn't know that he did do anything. He was fucking out of the NBA, wasn't he? I don't know what star power he brought. Maybe he should have been the new Kiss Demon.
Hey, he's good friends these days with old Kim Jong-un, so he knows some shit we don't know probably.
Jesus.
Good guy.
Rodman.
Yeah. Rodman.
The Rodman. We're going to come back next week. We're going to talk 2000 and like 3 months of 2001. We watched the nose of the plane go down, and you guys are actually going to enjoy next week because you're not even going to know this shit even happened.
Yeah, I was done watching.
I'm serious.
Both. I mean, like, I remember Jericho, and that was about it.
I looked up some of this shit in 2000. Could have fucking
never heard
of it. What? There was a WCW event in St. Louis, a pay per view in 2000. Mm-hmm. Remember
and
watching
a Nitro.
That? And it was just like, what? I mean, it was just some garbage ass TV.
I've looked it up. It's painful.
Fuck. I mean, I watched it on the network. We were trying to watch it on that network. I was like, didn't they do like a battle royal or some shit? Like a 60 man battle bowl or like something or 40 man? And like, we didn't know some of the guys that were coming out.
Yeah, I've said we should do an interactive show where we do World War III, which we might still do.
That's fun.
Not. People enjoy that type of thing. People really love the interaction.
People like us.
It's true.
We're likable.
A couple more do.
I'm one out of 10 people like us.
Big boss man over here. He doesn't.
Touche.
Lucky Goldberg wasn't in Cobb County.
Trailer Cobb County, Georgia.
I think I'll go for this for Halloween this year. Just do up a real good Big Boss Man.
That would be awesome,
wouldn't it?
Dude, you put a black suit and a hat or and a Stetson.
I
want to
go
on.
Guardian Angel style and have the real tight white tee.
Was what year did the giant like Boss it. Man do that angle with the Boss Man's dad?
99.
That was in 99?
Maybe 2000.
Where the Boss Man takes the casket and drives off with it in his police truck or car?
It's either the summer, early fall of 99 or part of 2000. I'd have to look it up. Dude, those years run together as much shit as they did. As good as 98 was, 99 in the first part of 99, gets foggy after that. We'll get foggier next week.
Once again,
thanks for joining us on Facebook. Thank you for downloading via Podbeam and Stitchers and
all of them.
iTunes is a thing. iTunes is a thing.
Tune in. We might be on there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Check us out. Facebook.com/numeral3horseman show. Twitter.com/numeral3horseman show. And of course, you join us on YouTube. Thanks for checking us out. I know it's been an hour and a half, but it's been good.
Catch you next week, guys. Or, well, I guess later this week.
Yeah, we got the new school show, which is going to be better. And we're going to throw shit around.
I just killed the stream on accident.
Well, okay. Still got to finish the podcast.
That's true.
Doesn't hurt.
So finally, the podcast is getting someone over the stream.
Right. For Big Easy, for T.O., and for Corey, we'll talk to you next week with the year 2000-2001. Talk to you next week.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.